wanted to do that. Oh my god. Hi everybody, this is Mistress Brighton, and now that I've got my me's out of the way, I would like you to go to EnchantrixTees.com and read Mistress Brighton's New Year's resolutions for 2020. I don't fucking have any. That's it. Those are my resolutions. As I said in Mistress Harper's chat, my New Year's resolution is to not have any goddamn resolutions. I don't make them. They're kind of stupid because the reason they're dumb to me is that the intention behind them is as the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Yeah, it's great. It sounds good on paper. It sounds good when you say it, like, yeah, I've made my resolutions. Yeah, fuck off. It's ridiculous. So, the better thing to do is, instead of making resolutions that you're not going to keep, because that's a surefire way to ensure that you don't do the thing. If you want to make sure that you do not do the thing, make a fucking resolution. You'll never do it. It's better to take it day by day. Every day, you have every day of the year to improve your life and work on things that you need to work on for yourself. And you are the only person that can do that. And sometimes you have to kick yourself in the ass. But I mean, if you take it day by day, instead of like giving yourself this laundry list of shit to do and then crashing and burning, you'll do a lot better. So I just want to share some of my non-resolution. They're just things I want to do in 2020. And my advice for 2020, which is probably going to be the same thing I tell you guys every year. But anyway, I don't make resolutions. The very first thing that I would love to do in 2020 is another mistress meet and greet. Well, not really meet and greet, but get together. I call it our mistress shebang that we have every year. The last two that I went to, we did cruises. And we cruised out of Miami, and we went to Key West, we went to the Bahamas, we went all over the fucking place. It was awesome. I spent a lot of time dancing on tables and drinking. they call it a booze cruise for a reason. If you're not like out on the sun deck getting a tan or flirting with boys, you're drinking. I mean, and they make it super easy because, like, they give you, like, these drink cards. And I think you can get a package where if you pay a certain amount, you get unlimited drinks, which is, like, dangerous. Because, hello, Brighton on a fucking cruise ship with alcohol. What do you think is going to happen? Duh, I'm going to spank everyone, including the captain, which that's kind of my fantasy. I have a fantasy of going up to the whatever the fuck you call it room. Engine room? I don't know. I'm bad with words. I cannot word today. Please don't ask me. But anyway, the place where the ship captain guy does his stuff, I have a fantasy of seducing him and making sweet love up against the wheel. And no, it's not going to be like another Titanic. I'll never let go, Jack. Anyway, I'm rambling, as I do. But yeah, that's the thing that I want to do, is go on another mistress tankation, drinkation. One of the other things that I would love to do in 2020 is hire a fucking maid. I actually had the boy toy came by to help me out, and he cleaned my living room. He cleaned my kitchen. He vacuumed, he rearranged my furniture, he rearranged and organized my cat, like all stuff that I would love to have the time to do, but I just don't. So he came over and did it for me because he's fucking awesome. And so that I could stare at his ass, he wore a pair of panties. We do this for kicks, guys. We just do this for kicks. But seriously, I would love nothing more than to keep him home with an apron, but he has to work, you know, and he travels for work. So if anyone would like to send me a Molly Made gift certificate, because I found out that you can go online to Molly Made and send a fucking gift certificate. And yeah, you can use that. So if anybody wants to do that, you can send it to brighton@enchantrixempire.com, and I guarantee you that it will go to good use. Now, I have had people ask me, Mistress, can I come to your house and clean for you? No, you cannot come to my house. No. Thank you for the offer, but no, you cannot come to my fucking house. You guys are all like the really good friends I have that can't come to my house. Like, I adore you all, but no, thank you. What's the next thing I want to do? Oh yeah, I'm gonna travel back to Sedona. I went there a couple of years ago. I was like having this spiritual thing. Like, I just had a lot going on and I just needed a break, and I went on this retreat and I met some awesome people there, and it was so beautiful and it was so fucking peaceful. The problem with me going to places like Sedona is like, if I go, then it's like, oh fuck, I don't want to leave. The fuck do I want to go home for? But the only thing I could say about that is the juniper berries like tore my fucking face off. Like, my nose was running, my eyes were red until I adjusted. Like, if you have allergies, I didn't know that I had a juniper berry allergy until I was around juniper berries. And then I was like, hey, why am I sneezing? I'm going to be doped up on Benadryl. So that happened. But no, it was so fucking awesome. Sedona's beautiful. It's very serene. There are vortexes there. For those of you that know what vortexes are, it's very calming. It like, I can't put into words what it feels like just sitting on a vortex or just meditating near one, because when you're standing over one, it just kind of, everything goes really still and it just sort of sucks all of the energy like into it, and it's just, I can't even put it into words. I can't do it justice, but if you ever get the chance to go to Sedona, I would definitely check that out. It's beautiful. It's in Arizona. There's a lot of cactuses. So if you want to go to Sedona and sit on some cactuses for Mistress, you can do that. Yay. I just really want to travel in general this coming year. I get like serious wanderlust. As I've said before, I am an introvert. However, I'm an introvert that likes to travel. Like, I love just being by myself and going places and just getting out, like a change of scenery. It's awesome for me. And that also reminds me that I need to check my passport, because it's about that time. Yeah, it's about that time to check the old passport. What else? Moving on to splashing. Yes, more splashing. More splashing in 2020. I want you guys to fuck more food for me. Because I don't know, like, Splashing is right up there with my, I guess, top 10 kinks that just make me really, really happy and put me in a really, really good mood. Sorry, I was just reading a message my friend sent me. Advice for 2020. It's the same advice that I give every year. I had like a really emotional breakdown a couple of years ago, and I had to see a therapist, and it's not something that I'm ashamed of. I am a mistress at LDW and I like kink and I love the lifestyle, and sometimes I have to see a therapist because shit gets real. I have anxiety. I have battled with depression. So my advice is going to be the same. Check your mental health. Make sure that you're getting enough sleep, because Lord knows I don't. My schedule is so crazy that, like, on a good day, I get a good night's sleep. But, like, this past year, for some strange reason, I've been a fucking wackadoodle. So, if you need to see a therapist, and if you're able to see a therapist, please do. If you are a fellow sex worker, I would urge you to check out Pineapple Support on Twitter. They have like a free chat support system. So if you cannot afford a therapist, or you just can't get to one for logistical reasons, you can log in and talk to someone online. And sometimes, really, that's all it takes. Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. Sometimes shit gets real and you just need to vent, or you need to have a good cry, or you need to whatever. And Pineapple Support is awesome, so please check them out. And then if you do have a therapist, listen, it's okay. There's nothing shameful in seeing a therapist. I needed to see a therapist. I am probably going to see my therapist again because it's been a while since I've seen my therapist. So yeah, there's no shame in that. There's not, like, I joke about being crazy, but the type of crazy that I joke about is just my personality. And I fucking own that shit. Like, I own, you are gonna take the good, the bad, and the everything with me, if you get me. However, I'm serious about the mental health. I am serious about, sometimes you don't know that something's coming that's just gonna hit you over the head. And you will burn out. Like, a lot of people are in denial and they're like, no, I'm just gonna keep going, and you will crash and burn. So that's why I preach the importance of, if you're going through something, just taking care of yourself. And if you're into kink like I am, and you offer a pro dom service like I do, and like the ladies here do, make sure you check in with your mistress too. Like, our job is to make sure that you guys are safe. Our job is to make sure that you guys, while you're playing with us, while we're playing with you, that you don't actually really injure yourself. I'm not a doctor, so I can't give you medical advice, but your doctor can give you medical advice, and your therapist can give you mental health advice. So, please do that. Oh gosh, what else? Get exercise. I know it sounds corny. Like, that sounds really, like, get plenty of exercise and drink lots of water. One of those people. But seriously, no, I'm dead serious here, guys. It's grounding to just be in your body. Treat yourself to a massage. In my blog, I mentioned deep tissue massage. Now, here's the difference between a deep tissue massage and like just a regular relaxing massage. Deep tissue massages hurt like fucking hell. But they're good for your circulation. They release toxic energy in your muscles and your fat. They're good for your circulation. They hurt. You will come out of there thinking, oh my God, why did I do that to myself? But it's good. It's good. Or if you're not ready for deep tissue massage, just go get a massage. Do a nice New Year's cleanse. Go stick your ass in the tub and just soak and just reflect and just think about what you want to do. Keep a journal, write it down. This is the stuff that I tell you guys to do every year. I say the same thing, I think. But cleanses and exercise are a good way to get rid of like negative energy in your body. It's good for most mental health issues. I just don't like preaching about, you just need to get out there and exercise. I'm just suggesting it because the last thing that you want to hear when you're depressed or when you're having an anxiety attack is somebody to tell you, you just need to get out there and get some exercise. Like, no, fuck you. I need to curl up in a ball and sleep for a couple of hours is what I need to do. But listen, just take care of yourself. When you're ready, if you know that you're having like an episode of anxiety or depression or something, you know, do whatever self-care you need to do. And then when you're up for it, I would suggest to go for a walk or a run or lift weights or dance or whatever. That's just my suggestion, but please don't take it as me being one of those people saying, ah, oh, you're depressed. You just need to go and exercise and drink more water. Those things are very important. Please make sure you're drinking enough water. Like I follow reminding you to drink water on Twitter because they have these really motivational but very aggressive tweets like, you fucking bitch, did you drink water today, you asshole? which I think is hilarious. You know me, I like that shit. I think that's every... Oh, yeah, buy some plants and grow a garden. If you're in a warm climate, like, just dealing with plant energy can be very helpful for you, too. And my last little bit of advice is just don't be an asshole. That's my job. It's my job to be a fucking asshole. And I hope that you guys don't take that too seriously. Like, how dare you? Like, listen, it pays to have a sense of humor in this line of work. You will burn out without a sense of humor. I will fucking burn out if I don't learn to laugh at shit. Okay? And I want to remind you guys that don't be an asshole is just in general, but also don't be an asshole to sex workers. Sex work is work. Phone sex is work. Escorting is work. Stripping is work. It may not look like work to you, but if you're paying for that service, some of these services are basically, you know, taking care of us and paying our bills. So it's work, you know? That's it. And I just want to say that I hope that all of you, and when I say all of you, I mean everybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're pissed off at me or I'm pissed off at you or you fucking hate me. I want you to have a fantastic 2020. I want you to have a kick-ass year. I want you to remember to love yourself. Everybody. And as always, if you ever want to talk, you guys know how to reach me. I will be on for calls tonight until 9 p.m. Like, I'm literally recording this and I'm about to upload it now. After 9 p.m., I'm looking at food. I'm looking at a bottle of bubbly. I'm looking at running around my house naked, and bringing in the new year with a bang, literally. So I'm going to be fucking off, literally. But if you want to call me before 9 o'clock, the number is 1-800-601-6975. Just ask for Brighton. And again, all of you, everybody, have a fucking kick-ass 2020. Please go do that. Do it. Do it now. Start having a good 2020, like starting right now. Prepare yourself. Lots of love and light, and I will talk to you all soon.